The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
It's helpful in starting a period of meditation to really kind of consciously arrive in your body, arrive here in the space that you're in, and acknowledge how you are in that space. Checking in to your physical experience. And I find it really helpful to begin with in connecting to the physical experience, to notice where there may be tension, subtle areas of holding in the body, and to relax that tension, to let that be how mindfulness is exploring the physical experience at the beginning of the sitting, becoming aware of tension, and allowing that to soften and release. As we become aware of it, there can be a kind of a conscious letting go, as much as is available. And then noticing how that affects not only your body, but your mind. And so allowing the body to relax, and maybe doing this in a conscious way to start. Connecting to the experience of your head and face and seeing if there's tension there that can be softened. Relaxing across your forehead, around your eyes, your mouth, the jaw. Relaxing your neck and shoulders, arms and hands. Relaxing the chest and upper back. And as I relax that area, as those muscles kind of, as I bring attention to that area with the intention of relaxing, I often very naturally find a deeper breath arises. And so maybe exploring a deeper breath and noticing how that may support relaxing all those muscles around the rib cage, how they stretch on the in-breath and soften on the out-breath. And letting the breathing return to normal. Softening the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back, the hips, the legs, feet. And then it's also sometimes available to not only soften the outer part, the musculature of the body, but sometimes it's possible to soften in the visceral area, in the core, in the interior of the body. And so just check in as I name each area. Maybe the inside of the throat can soften and relax. maybe the heart, the area around the heart can relax. And maybe the stomach, the intestines can relax. This conscious relaxation of body may support the mind to relax a little bit. And so just noticing if that's so for you. And if so, then take in that little softening in the mind, the feeling perhaps of a little bit of ease or relaxation, a letting go of habitual worries or concerns that may be here in this moment. Take that in. And then sometimes we can too set aside our worries and concerns. Consciously relaxing mental tension, setting it aside for this time.
Sometimes we can touch into this relaxation of mind with an image or an analogy. Gil sometimes offers this notion of as if the brain were a muscle. Maybe the brain can relax. Relaxing the body and mind allows for our natural capacity to know what's happening in the present moment to be more available. And this capacity for mindfulness, as the body relaxes and the mind can soften, let go of its habitual worries and concerns, its pulls to fat past and future thinking. What is here is this body and mind that is aware. Naturally aware of our experience of body sensations. Perhaps aware of the uprightness of the body, contact points of your hands or feet. Maybe the sense of the body sitting. This might be felt as a kind of an energetic, vibratory experience, or maybe a sense of solidity. And then there's also the breath available in our physical experience. You might notice the breath in particular places in your body, in the nostrils or in the throat, or the movement of the chest or abdomen. Or it might be a more general sense of the body breathing. Taking in bodily experience is one of the more obvious experiences as our mind connects with present moment experience. Our awareness seems very attuned to our physical experience, the touch sensations of the body, but also the experience of hearing. With mindfulness, we are opening to whatever is arising in our physical and mental experience. We can use a particular area of experience to support our landing in the present moment. And you're welcome to do that. Connect with a particular area of experience, such as the breath, or hearing maybe, or body sensation. And yet in that connection to a particular area of experience, that very connection sometimes also opens us to be aware of other things that are happening at the same time. And we don't have to push those things aside. Allowing our connection to our experience to open us to the fullness of our human experience. Perhaps even as we stay connected with the breath or the body. And so that connection doesn't have to exclude other experience. Hearing arises, and the breath. Body sensation. Maybe a mood or an emotion. Allowing the mind to be soft and receptive. Acknowledging what's here. It does take some effort to stay connected, but often it takes less than we might think. A light touch of being here, aware of body, of breath, of feelings. Just moment after moment. An intentionality to be here and to receive. Kind of we're staying in touch with the present moment, perhaps through a particular experience such as the breath. A light connection, just enough to be with an in-breath, and then just enough to be with an out-breath, just enough effort to be with an out-breath. I sometimes offer an analogy around the level of effort Kind of like the amount of effort you need to hold the string of a balloon, a helium balloon, between two fingers holding that string. There needs to be an intention to keep the pressure there, or else the balloon will float away. But it doesn't have to be a grip to keep the balloon there. A light touch, but continual. Relaxing and connecting, receiving experience.